City with the FA Cup weekend. But a big set of fixtures coming up for Bradford City, and what an interesting start to the season it has been. And there's no one better to talk to about this than Jason McHugh from Width of a Post. Jason, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, you okay?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not bad. Not bad for a bit of a miserable Tuesday in December anyway, Jason. Not bad for that. But certainly looking forward to the action returning Valley Parade at the weekend, and of course in the Chequered Trade Trophy to some extent as well, but not as much as the league for me. But it's a fairly interesting start to the season so far, Jason. And after this amount of games, has it hit your expectations so far?
Yeah, well, I think when you went into the season, with all the change that took place over the summer, you know, the manager, the chairman, and you know, a lot of players, it was very difficult to really know what to expect this season, really. And I think at times, as you were waiting for players to come through, you know, to be signed, there were people quite darkly worrying that it was going to be a very difficult season, actually. And even right from the kickoff in the first game of the season, it was really unknown. So, you know, certainly to be in this position, to be actually bettering what we were doing a year ago under Phil Parkinson, is extraordinary, really. And I think everyone would be very satisfied by where we are in the league and the fact that we're a little bit behind the automatic promotion places now, but certainly to be where we are and certainly so comfortably inside the playoffs is great so far, and just really enjoyable as well. So yeah, very happy.
Yeah, it's certainly been a very interesting start to see, Jason. And if there's one small criticism of Bradford this season, it's the 20-goal-a-season striker debate. But that seems to be a bit of an age-old debate, to be fair. You could have had that same discussion when Naki Wells left. But do you think it's the same sort of debate of a little man playing off Hanson with the kind of football that Stuart McCall plays now? Has he got a point in saying that, you know, all of the squad really have to chip in with goals?
Yeah, I think that, you know, going back to the summer, he had talks with some good players, but I think there's issues with wages, really. The most notable example was Kieran Agard, who, you know, we asked for quite a lot to come and join Bradford City. They ended up going to MK Dons, and the MK Dons were, you know, they're in the bottom three at the moment, aren't they, really? So I think that says a lot as well, really. So I think, you know, he's right to be expecting more goals from midfield and from everyone else. With the strikers we've got at the moment, we've got five decent strikers, all with different sort of facets to their game. And I think he's probably got the best partnership he can with James Hanson and Billy Clark of those five players. But he's been a bit hamstrung by the fact that James Hanson missed quite a lot of the season with injury. And now, just as he's got back, Billy Clark's been out injured as well. So I think when everyone's fit and firing, they're probably the best two strikers we've got on the books. But also what we've seen in the glimpses recently when they were both playing together was the fact they were trying to bring more players forward to support them. And, you know, the best example of it was we beat Rochdale 4-0 about a month ago. And that was with Hanson and Clark up front, but the goals were shared out that day. And that's what he's aiming to do, really. I think if you have a team that just score a lot of goals, no matter where they come from, that's got to be better than having all your hopes pinned on a 20-goal-a-season striker. You go back a decade ago, and you had Dean Windass in the team at Bradford City, and he was getting 20 goals, 30 goals a season for us, no problem, but no one else was scoring. And it meant that as a team, we underachieved quite badly. And so I think it is all about that balance, really.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. And Jay, I also loved your article on With the Post on James Hanson and sort of the impact he's had at Bradford City. And that's obviously caused a debate in itself, but I suppose that the fee of £7,500, it could be one of the best value for money City's ever spent, really.
Yeah, I was speaking to someone in the game, actually, at the weekend who, you know, has quite an interest in Bradford City, and he said he thinks it's the best signing the club has ever made in its entire history. And, you know, that's probably, you know, you can understand in terms of what he's delivered over those last few years, you know, where he's coming from when he's making that kind of statement. I think that, you know, he's with Hanson over the years, he's always had a lot of stick from fans, and that's always the nature of that kind of target man striker who's, you know, up there to do a lot of the ugly things and, you know, things that don't necessarily always get fully appreciated by supporters. And there's always that debate about whether he scores enough goals or doesn't. But I think, you know, he's done well recently when he's come back into the team after being injured. He's got quite a lot of goals of late. And, you know, I think he's got a part to play. I think there's been an argument being made that when McCall came back in and, you know, this switched to a more, you know, attacking and passing style of football compared to what Phil Parkinson was doing would mean that, you know, Hanson's days in the team would be numbered. But I think actually if you go back and look at the last 2 years of Phil Parkinson, Hanson wasn't really playing that well and he wasn't getting the best out of him with that sort of style of play either. So I think that, you know, what we're trying to do now, he can really thrive on Hanson, you know, and hopefully he gets a good run of games and, you know, keeps contributing and other players around him, and he'll continue to stay a relevant and important person, albeit someone who will continue to split opinion.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. Anyone from seat to seat seems to have a very different opinion. But I also have to ask you as well on Charlton, up next in the league, a very interesting one indeed. Could be the worst time to play them, but at Valley Parade, I suppose, you can't knock Bradford's home form. You might be expecting something out of this one.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, I was looking at their results actually just earlier today, and they've only lost four games this season. They've actually not. They're quite hard to beat. It's just that they've drawn a lot of games, even more than we have. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one to see. Obviously, you've got Lacar Robinson to come in as manager, and he's only had, I think, one game in charge, hasn't he, so far? So it's difficult to know what he would do differently with them guys. They're a club that seem to be permanently in a crisis and things not very happy. So, you know, you do look at it and think on paper, it's a game that City should be looking to win. I think it just depends really on, you know, if everyone's fit, certainly Billy Clark, if he can come back in. But, you know, you're hoping that having had the last three games has been a couple of defeats, which has kind of, you know, dented the mood a little bit around the club. This would be a really good opportune moment, you know, just to get a win that just gets everyone going again. And certainly just ahead of Christmas, where the game starts to come thick and fast, it'd just be a really important time to get a win. So hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. And Jess, it's always an absolute pleasure having you here on the daytime. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
No problem.
Jason McKeon there from Width of a Post. If you missed any of that, if you came in halfway through, remember that I'll be on our Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/RadioYorkshire, a little